not Christian artists according to the Bible. These are worldly Christians. Lecrae, who I know well, I have a testing. You'll see it on my testing. He doesn't even call homosexuality a sin. He has a false gospel. He sells the things of God for money. He's united to the world. He's united to false religion, as you guys all are. Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, non-denominations, whatever. Jesus said, come, follow me, and worship me in spirit and truth. This is not spirit and truth. You're about to be entertained. This is not the worship of God. Open your Bibles, neighbor. Go deep in the Holy Scriptures. Test yourself to the Word of God. Jesus didn't die so you could live this sinful life, neighbor.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves those who obey him, sir. You're not loving God as you live in sin and worldliness. Don't trample the blood of Jesus, neighbors. We've been here for many hours reminding people. You can't pretend to worship Jesus when you don't do it his way. It's called strange fire, neighbors. Go look up Leviticus 10. Two priests brought strange fire to God. I'll worship God this way. God killed them with his fire. You're bringing strange fire today. This is not the worship of Jesus Christ, neighbors. Jesus didn't die so you could listen to millionaire, carnal, worldly artists put on fleshly, emotional music. You will not find worship like this anywhere in the New Testament. The closest thing you will find is in the Old Testament. People used instruments. You don't even see instruments in the New Testament. You know why? We're the instrument today. We sing just with our lips. Look up our testing of Winter Jam at don'tperish.com. Take a gospel card. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. You're being deceived by American churchianity that cannot save you. You're being deceived by false religion.
How are we being deceived by
look up the testing, ma'am. Here, it's on the gospel card. And look up the testing. This is not biblical Christianity. If you're not willing to test, ma'am, then you're going to be lost in your sin and worldliness.
No, I'm not going to be lost.
Sure you are. Because one sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed a couple, man and wife, in Acts 5. What one sin do you keep practicing? Worldliness, pride.
Because there's nobody on this earth without sin.
Pagan holidays.
That's why we're here.
Keeping man-made religion. All of this is sin before a holy God.
How is this sin?
It is sin. Look up our testing, sir. Crosses, t-shirts aren't going to save
judging,
you, sir.
And that's what's in the
Bible says we're supposed to judge.
You know how many people are led to Christ through tonight?
Really, led to a false Jesus with a false gospel and a false spirit? Thousands. Thousands. Jesus said, narrow is the road, broad is the way to destruction. This is the broad road to destruction, young man.
You know that Paul saw one of the worst churches in the time of Corinth as a righteous church?
Really? The worst church?
Protected Saul.
1 Corinthians 3? What was the sin of 1 Corinthians 3? He says the worst church. The sin of 1 Corinthians, the Corinth church, was strife and envy. Look around you. Worldliness, pride, vanity, feminization, carnality, pagan holidays, false gospels.
You obviously have the right to cast the first stone.
You have no idea. You have no idea. The Bible tells us to judge the body of Christ. Matthew 18 tells me to. 1 Corinthians 5 tells me to. 1 Timothy 5. First Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those who are in sin. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those who are in sin. You're in sin following false Jesus today. You're in sin following false religion today. You're in sin following Jesus in the flesh. Satan's invented this system, neighbor, not God. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. You're in your flesh today. You're about to enter all of this worldly music, and it's all fleshly. It's all emotional. It's not spirit and truth. Did you know the Bible says you're supposed to worship in spirit and truth? This is not truth. This is not spirit. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow him. Jesus did not lead you here. Your flesh did. Money takers, they're charging you $15 to worship God. Satan led you here with his corrupt system of churchianity. This is not of Christ. This is not of God, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you the truth. We stood out here for hours. Nobody can bring the Bible and prove that this is of God. Yet when you hold up the scriptures, 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. You all love the world, don't you? You live like the world. You live like the world. If you're of the world, God has mercy on those who repent, sir. If you're here, you haven't repented. You need to repent to come out of your sin. You want the mercy of God, neighbor? Turn and forsake your sin and your worldliness. You're living in sin and worldliness. We love you enough to tell you that truth. You can't live after the pattern of the world, and you can't live after false man-made religion. And you can't live after carnal fleshly music. And you can't live following false Jesus and false gospels and worldliness and carnality. You can't follow all that, neighbors.
You can't. You're judging people.
The Bible tells me to judge.
No,
it doesn't.
Matthew 18, it says, judge those that are in sin. 1 Timothy 5 says, judge those that are in sin. 2 Thess 3 says, judge those in sin.
Are you judging my sin?
Yes.
What is my sin?
I'm going to judge it because you got a shirt on that says you're of Christ. If you're here and claiming Jesus, I'm going to lovingly judge you and tell you you're under the wrath of God because this is a false Jesus.
No, it ain't.
You don't worship God. You don't worship, hold on. You don't worship God listening to some fleshly music. You worship God by your entire life. You worship God by your entire life. You worship God in holiness and righteousness. You worship God in our testing. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com, a winter jam for free. We don't charge $15 like the hirelings here. God was glorified this day, loving our Savior, telling the truth. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised.